foundations of amateur radio. Over the past week, I've been attempting to work out what the IARU, the International Amateur Radio Union, actually does and how it works. I started looking into this because the IARU is this year celebrating a century since its foundation in 1925. You might think of the IARU as one organisation, but behind the scenes there are actually four, one for each so-called region, as well as a global organisation called the International Secretariat, headquartered at the ARRL in Connecticut. The regions have been negotiated by members of the ITU, the International Telecommunications Union. As early as 1927, the ITU documented differences in frequency allocations between Europe and other regions. In Cairo, in 1938, it defined boundaries for Europe. In Atlantic City, in 1947, the ITU defined three regions with specific boundaries, essentially Europe and Africa, the Americas, and the rest of the world. As a surprise to nobody, this is purely a political decision, especially since radio waves don't get to have a passport and pass border control. The impact of this continues today, generations later. We still have this patchwork of frequency allocations, we still have exclusions, different band edges, and other anachronisms. The regions are further divided into zones. When you start looking at the ITU zone map in detail, it gets weird. For example, Iraq is in Region 1. Neighbouring Iran has been specifically excluded from Region 1 and moved to Region 3. In case you're curious, Iran has been represented at the ITU since 1938. Antarctica is part of 7 of the 90 ITU zones, and all three regions, because of course it is. Zone 90, jammed between zones 35, 45, 61, 64, 65 and 76, almost as an afterthought, contains one landmass, Minamitorishima. An island that sticks 9 metres above the water, has a 6 kilometre coastline, and is generally off-limits to the general public. The nearest land in any direction is over 1,000 kilometres away. It's got an IOTA, Islands on the Air, designation Oscar Charlie 073, and despite its isolation has been activated by radio amateurs using Juliet Delta 1 prefix call signs. I live in Australia, ITU Zone 58, part of Region 3, together with the two most populous countries on the planet, India and China, and the rest of Eastern Asia, but not the former Soviet republics, and most but not all of Oceania. You know, because logic. From a population perspective, Region 3 is the largest by several orders of magnitude, but you'd never know it if you went looking. Why am I telling you all this? Well, that's the international stage on which the IARU is representing amateur radio. In 1927, the underlying assumption was that each service, amateur radio included, had a global exclusive allocation. The reality was different. Spectrum was in such short supply that individual exceptions were carved out, which, as I've said, resulted in splitting up the world into regions, starting in 1938 and codified in 1947. The IARU in 1925 is a different organisation from what it is today. In 1925, individual amateurs could become members. As soon as enough members from a country joined, they'd be grouped together. When there were enough groups, the IARU became a federation of national associations. Over time, the IARU as a single body evolved into the structure we have today. In 1950 in Paris, the IARU Region 1 organisation was formed. In 1964 in Mexico City, IARU Region 2 was created, and in 1968 in Sydney, IARU Region 3 came to exist. You can see their online presence at the various IARU.org websites. How it works is no clearer now than it was when I started. What it has achieved is equally unclear. I'm currently trolling through ITU World Radio Communications Conference documentation going back to 1903 to discover references to amateur radio, but it's hard going. At least it's something. The IARU documentation is not nearly as extensive or up to date. It appears that many, if not all, of the people working behind the scenes at the various IAIU organisations are volunteers. If you feel inclined, there's an ongoing request for assistance. And before you ask, yes, I looked into helping out, but that will have to wait until funds permit. If you have insights into the functioning of the IAIU, don't be shy. Get in touch. CQ@vk6flab.com is my address. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.